Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Sounds like you and Mark Ritter doing fine this morning.
Oh, constantly.
Well.
Fine as frog hair. That's our middle name here. Did you get an elephant ear for me last week at the Monroe County Fair? Did you get any
of those fried Twinkies?
Oh, you know I always have to have the fish from that special stand there that's ran by the sorority.
Nice.
I couldn't go out there without having that fish. So that was my big cheat for the week.
Good. You're allowed to cheat. It's a county fair. It only happens once a year. So hopefully everybody had a great time out there and enjoying it. And weather held off pretty well for it on the weekend, which was great. And that's kind of the new signal that it's the end of summer. It's county fair ends on Saturday. Boom, school on Thursday.
Well, and speaking about school, and you were saying, you know, Richard Bean Blossom is ready to go back. I was shocked when I got this information from the state, and I am certainly hoping that there's some sort of major error here. And I know that there's some of this analysis that the state's taking some assumptions and using some old numbers and some new numbers, and it's all very confusing. But because someone changed this legislation saying that the state has to send us numbers by August 1, they had to send us with what they had to work with. And now I am talking about that circuit breaker. So in order for the listeners to understand what the circuit breaker is, there's something in place that says you don't have to pay any more than 1% in property taxes of what your assessed value is.
If you're a residential homeowner.
Right, if that's residential, or there's some other things in place as well for commercial and for multifamily. And there's other ways that the property owner can get this credit. But what it also means is that nobody else pays the amount that the property owner doesn't have to pay, and therefore the taxing units just get less money. And it's showing up that in the Ellisville and Richland Bean Blossom School District that there is a huge loss over there. And it seems to me there has to be some sort of major error here, because they're saying for the school system, the loss in revenue for 2017 is going from the loss for 2016 was $125,000 approximately, and for 2017 it's $631,000 approximately.
What could lead to if that's not a quote unquote error, what could have caused such a large swing?
Well, it would have had to be a very large increase in their property tax levy, like a very large debt or something of the sort. And the same sort of thing happened for the town of Ellisville. So I really think that there's some mistake. Either that, I mean, the only thing that could happen that would cause this is an extreme loss in your assessed value. For some reason, a huge amount of assessed value went away, or it got entered incorrectly somehow.
Just somebody miskeyed in a number, simple as that?
Well, I'm hoping there's just something that will just kind of jump right out there and say, oh, right, here's where this is wrong. Because there's no way that the school can take a loss of $631,000, and the town of Ellisville was way, way off, too. So I'm just thinking there has to be something wrong there.
So do you file appeal? What's the next step in this? How do you rectify this?
And who enters these numbers?
Well, they all get entered into Gateway, and it all, of course, comes right back down to the value of the property.
But where
did
they...
That comes from the assessor's office,
okay.
Then goes over to the auditor's office, and they make adjustments from that. And so it's my hope that in this particular instance, they've made an adjustment and took too much of the value off and put it over there in that Richland TIF. And maybe it's setting over there in the Richland TIF instead of here where it's the same. It's my hope there's some kind of mistake like that, but I don't know that. I don't know what the state's only going to send us what information they have. Whatever we send to them, they're not going to say,
yeah, they're not going to audit it and then do it.
They're not going to say, you sent me the wrong assessed value. I'm hoping that's what it is, because this just makes no sense.
So, Marty, is it possible to get this changed?
Well, right, and what, because they don't have the latest net assessed value, and that's the reason why I keep thinking surely it can't be that portion of it. The state had to use an assumption that everybody would take their total levy growth and use that to establish a tax rate, and they had to assume the past assessed value because they didn't have the new value, and so that automatically makes all of the tax rates seem to be higher because the state really doesn't have all the information they need yet. And yet the legislation said, hey, state, you've got to send these people this information. And so they sent us with what they had. So it is my hope that when all of this shakes down, this is all going to be a big to-do about nothing. That's my hope, because that's just something that the people over here, they couldn't take that kind of loss. And they might have already, hopefully the school has already worked that out. And I did try to reach the people over there and was not able to. The phone number's not right in the book. But so anyway, I'm hoping that will all get worked out. But because of so many changes in the law, we also got other certifications having to do with revenue coming into the county and from the state budget agency, and it looked like on there, aha, it showed under this public safety tax that there would be revenue of $7,527. And remember, we don't even have it approved yet, and yet it's on this list, so yes, we're going to get it. And that is because when this gets passed here and then it's sent to the state Department of Government Finance at the same time, the auditor is instructed to enter all this stuff into Gateway. That's this, the computer system where the counties talk to the state. And so when the state budget agencies got ready to put all these numbers together, they just plugged in what they had. No one had told them any difference, so they did according to what their guidelines were. And it hasn't even been approved as yet. When we first looked at it, we thought, well, somehow it had approved and no one told us.
Well, that's not how that works.
So then we get information from the Department of Government Finance, their attorney, and the attorney, one of the attorneys for the Department of Revenue. They're saying, no, you're going to have to redo it. You're not going to be allowed to do it the way you've done it, because you did it in this time frame between May 1 and July 1. So no, you're going to have to redo it. And the locals are saying, please think about this some more. Please show us why you're saying we cannot do this. And the state is saying, well, you can correct this by voting on it again and changing it now so that it'll follow the new guidelines rather than the old guidelines.
What's the advantage of that?
Well, because the advantage is trying to follow the law. That's generally an advantage. However, there are those here that are saying, aha, but the legislation also says that you can only vote to change the tax rate just one time a year. And as a matter of fact, the auditor can't even forward any of this information if it's trying to change it more than once a year. It's a conundrum. So we're still waiting to get something definitive, and it's my opinion it needs to be more than just an email from one attorney to another attorney. What the official notification should be on their letterhead, stating that's what their official position is, and so we have something to go by. Either say yes, you have it, or no, you don't have it. In the meantime, everybody's trying to put budgets together, and so this is something we'll have to work through. But, at the bottom line is, if the state, the group that's supposed to tell us yes or no, we better be working with them to see how we can work this out. If they're saying to us, because it's that if you would vote on it again, it would be under the new legislation and not the old legislation, and we think that would be appropriate, then we'll have to wait and see what all the lawyers decide.
It's got to be really frustrating for all the taxing units.
It will, absolutely. And, you know, as you said the other week when we spoke, what are the employers supposed to do? We can't just say this happened and Mr. and Mrs. Employer, homeowner, whatever, taxpayer, you're going to have to start paying this. Well, it has to be collected and sent to the state. If the state doesn't agree that we're supposed to be doing this, that's not going to work. It has to, that notification has to come from the state. We just really do not move forward with doing things without the state giving us the approval authority to do it. We don't have that authority. But the good news in this document that they sent to us really shows that even if we didn't get the public safety tax, the revenue coming in from the 1% income tax has shot way up. Now, I don't have that number, but it's substantially higher than it was for this year, their projection for next year. Now, that is good news for even locals, because that means people here in Monroe County are making more money.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that.
The only way you pay more income tax, unless somebody raises the tax rate, is you're making more money. And so when it goes up that much, that just means we're all making more money. Or the state made a mistake, and let's hope that's
well, that was going to be my point. If we had a mistake here, why can't it a drastic increase, a drastic decrease? We
different, have different things that they're talking about there.
Totally agree. But when we have drastic anything, it's a red flag, isn't it?
Well.
But when it's in our favor, we just do, oh, good.
No. I think that the way that they calculate income tax is a much easier process than what's going on with the assessments on property taxes.
I don't disagree with any of that, but when we hear a drastic increase, what has happened here? It's not like a business moved into town and employed 3,000 people.
Actually,
and
I think if you talk to most people, there's a lot of hiring going on, Glass, and I think that people or businesses are doing better all around the community. Everyone I've been talking to has been saying similar things.
Well, that's great to hear.
For instance, remember that public safety tax that they originally were saying it was going to bring in about, if it would go through, it was going to bring in something less than $7 million.
Yeah, it was like 6.9 or something like that.
Yeah, right. And I kept rounding it off at 7, believing it would be more. Well, it's $7,500,000. So it's $500,000 more than what, more than $500,000 more than what was projected. Now, part of this could also be, is remember the state said that in the past they had been holding back a huge amount of money in our trust account there so that to keep us even. But then it was determined they're holding back way too much money and they are now going to start distributing more of the money back to the locals. So this may be
a huge part of that,
that they're not going to hold all this money back in that trust account. They're going to go ahead and distribute it to us so that we can be using it, which is really appropriate.
So hopefully we get this other tax ditched and we can just have the money that's coming in these other ways. Public safety tax, it would be nice if that went away.
Well, and I guess we'll just have to wait to see what it is the state says. If they end up saying, no matter how much we cry and wring out our tears, if they say, look, this is our final decision, this is it, then we're going to have to live with that. Or if somebody wants to take the state to court, you know, that's how it's like arguing with the newspaper. They have a lot more ink than we do.
That's right.
So we'll just have to wait to see how it all shakes down. In the meantime, it appears that this committee that's trying to decide how much should go to the fire departments or whatever, they're going to go ahead and meet this evening, because at this point, until we get something official in writing from the state, I think they have to go ahead and work toward trying to make a decision because if the state says, yes, we're going to go ahead and approve it, in order for the fire departments to receive any of this money, the local income tax council has to make a decision before September 1. So I guess a decision could be made. This is how we're going to distribute it to the fire departments, subject to the state approving this.
But so is there any clue when we're going to know when this approval or not approval or not approval happens?
Well, you know, according to an email that they sent to us, they were saying, the attorneys from the Department of Revenue, the one, and one from the Department of Government Finance, they were saying, no, you're going to have to re-vote on this. You're going to have to vote on it on a new ordinance. But that was just an email. And so that, to me, doesn't feel official. I think you would have to have an official notification from the state signed by the proper people and so forth, not just a conversation. And then after receiving that, then there are those here in the county who have spoken with those folks and said, please look at this, have other people look at this. We're hoping for a different answer because the state's saying, well, you can vote on another one and fix it. Now, it won't read the same way. It'll have to read different. It'll be under the new LIT ordinance, which is local income tax and not the same thing as these the old taxes. So we really are at the mercy of the state because they are the ones, according to legislation, that has to tell us whether or not we...
Is the reason they want to change it is because of the way it'll be distributed?
Do we say that again?
So when the reason they don't want to go with this new ordinance is because the way you collect it in the past, they have more freedom to move it around. What's the difference?
I need to know who you mean by they.
The state, the new ordinance, why don't we just say, okay, yeah, let's revote on the new ordinance. What's the hang-up there? Why do we want to have it on the old way?
Oh, I think it's because, a couple of things. One, when you look at the legislation, it looks like as if we've already passed one at a time between May 1 and July 1, the state is saying that's only good for this year because
okay.
The only thing that's going to carry forward to 2017 is what was in place on May 1.
Okay.
And we didn't have a public safety tax in place on May 1. So I think there are those who are saying, well, we've got to fix this so it carries forward for 2017. Otherwise, we've only got 3 months of revenue, and we can't really budget. And to me, it's all about the budgeting process. We can't really budget for 2017 because we don't have anything to carry forward to that. And then there are others who are saying, but we can't vote on a new one. Now, even though the state is saying, well, we think you go ahead and vote on this. If you vote on it before September 1, it'll take place by October 1. You're right back where you started. And then, but we have some attorneys here saying, wait, hold it. It says we can't do two in 1 year. So, once again,
wow.
It's going to be the attorneys are going to try to work this out. But if the state is saying the reason why we think you can do it two in 1 year is one will be under the old
and one be under
code,
the new.
Having to do with here's the old code, but as of July 1, that old code is no longer in effect. It carries forward, and anything you pass after July 1 of a new change would have to be according to the new income tax ordinances.
You know,
Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us every Wednesday just after 8:05. Go ahead, Margaret.
Marty, I, what I hope for all of these people in public office and in the government is I hope these things get so complicated that nobody on the whole planet can understand, so we finally get back to simplifying everything. This is so stupid.
I think the people at the state and the legislators that put this together really thought they were simplifying this, and let me explain why. Remember a few weeks ago when I said we have 92 counties, and in each of those counties, they could choose to either be an adjusted gross income tax county, or they could choose to be an economic development income tax county, or like ours, an option income tax county. And they were all of these different rules and about each of the counties were working. And it was too difficult. And so the legislators said, we're going to put all these together in one pot. And you're not going to have all these different kinds of income tax counties. You're going to have one pot, and it's all going to be operated under one pot of money rather than all these different rules. Because can you imagine the nightmare of trying to...
God, just talking to you gives me a headache. I mean, it's just insane how crazy and complicated it is.
But the reason why it's so complicated right now is that this is a transition year. This is a year between going from where there were so many different kinds of income tax councils to... And the transition period was May 1 to July 1, and now at July 1, you have to start using the new legislation, and then that becomes effective. That's something that's difficult to determine, because it sort of looks like as if you did it right now, it will be effective October 1, and then it would carry through until 2017. That's what I believe the state is telling us. I'm not sure everybody agrees with that, but once it all gets settled down, I think it will make a lot of sense. A year or two from now, we're going to go, why didn't we do it this way all the way along? But in this transition period, it is difficult to understand, and I do not believe the legislation is written so that it's clearly understandable what we're supposed to be doing during the transition period. And remember, it's not just the counties that might have a problem, although it is Monroe County that only tried to do something between May 1 and July 1. I don't know why we had to be the ones to be different. But
well, I can give you a few reasons.
What?
I said I can give you a few reasons, but go ahead.
But it's also a transition learning experience for the state. So we can't, I mean, when I'm talking about the state, I'm talking about all the different departments that are having to try to jump through these hoops that the legislation said we had to do. So I don't find fault with the people of the state. They're struggling through it just as we are.
Woo! All right, Marty. Okay. I guess we'll talk about voting machines next week, because I can't.
That's enough for one day.
I tell you what, we're gonna have a. Just let us know when it goes, because this back and forth.
And I know it may sound really boring, but you know what? Those of us on the county council and the city council, we have to be studying this because we're voting on these things.
Oh, amen. And
I hope they are, and I hope that you guys your heads don't explode.
I guess it's funny, people wonder what's happened to me lately. I am tied to this computer.
There you go. That's where the information is, and if you can sort out all the legalese, let us know next Wednesday, please.
Yeah, well, sure, I'll be the expert.
Well, somebody has to be, Marty, because everybody else just wants to pile it through and let's just go. Just give us more money. It's easier that way. Then we'll figure out if it's okay or not.
Well, right? We'll find out as we go along. Okay, folks.
Good
have a good day.
All right, Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman. It's never a dull moment, that's for sure.